Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. As always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Cindy.
And coming up on this live Wednesday episode of Free Talk Live, we're going to be talking about two related articles, a nursing shortage, evidently, and the New York Supreme Court, in fact, has reinstated all of the employees who were fired over not getting vaccinated. This was a lot of healthcare workers. They refused to get vaccinated, and they were fired. Now, the Supreme Court of New York has decided, no, you can't actually do that, and it's reinstated all of these people. So that's awesome. I'm happy to hear that for those people. Also, this Twitter thing, it amuses me infinitely to see people freaking out about Twitter, right? Like, Elon Musk.
I can't even be bothered to care about it.
No, and that's,
you know, it's all people want to talk about.
That is the amazing thing about this Twitter takeover by Elon Musk, is that I can't think of anything that matters in the world less. But it's all people talk about. One of my favorites lately is this proposition that Twitter is going to start charging people for the blue check mark. And prices have been quoted from $8 to $20. And, of course, you got people with the blue check mark just freaking out about this, saying how, yeah, no, they'll just leave the platform. Okay, well, first of all, have you considered not having the blue check mark? I mean, you don't have to pay for it, and you don't have to leave Twitter.
I think they're mad about the normies getting the blue check mark, right? So they get this special privilege for having their blue check mark next to their names, and I don't even know how they go about getting it, but anyways, now that you can pay $20 for it, I could definitely see how these people who think that they're important celebrities.
Hold on, we are going live to Ian Freeman here.
Oh,
Ian,
okay.
What did you just say?
Joa, our Thursday night co-host, has been arrested at the Senate debate here in Manchester, Goffstown, New Hampshire.
Oh wow! So it's a good thing you went. I know you went tonight because you were expecting, you know, there was to be a protest on behalf of Jeremy Kaufman, who was not invited to participate in the debate.
Right.
So what?
Yeah, so there's a good group of maybe about a dozen or 10 to a dozen libertarians that came out here to support Jeremy. And there were many dozens, probably at least 100 total of maybe more, hard to really get a feel for it, of the other big party supporters. And they're, of course, doing their usual chanting and stuff like that. And one of the major candidates, Don Bolduc, this warmongering general, came up, and he arrived, and he's going and greeting his fans. And Joa from Breaking the Flaw approached Bolduc, and the police just kind of like came up to him and grabbed him and claimed he was trespassing on private property at this supposedly public college called St. Anselm College. So it doesn't look like they have much of a case. We think they probably just wanted to put handcuffs on him to get him off of the scene, and that ultimately they're probably not going to succeed with these charges. But we're actually here outside of the police station right now. We're going to go in and see what's, you know, what's going on, if they're going to let him out and all that. But so yeah, our friend Joe has been charged with trespass.
Ridiculous.
You guys might want to know that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for the update.
It's absolutely ridiculous that they just do whatever they want, and then he's going to go to trial, and then they're going to say, oh, sorry, we have absolutely nothing on you, and
see, that's the frustrating thing here, is that this isn't likely to go to trial. They're likely to drop these charges against it. And, of course, Joa, being a libertarian activist, is likely to seek an attorney and likely to, you know, sue them for wrongful arrest and things of that nature. But the police have a habit of doing this, not just here in New Hampshire, not just in Manchester, but across the United States at large,
yep,
We did see it recently here in New Hampshire where a woman said amen or something at one of these meetings where talking politicians do their thing.
Oh, yeah, and she got dragged out?
Yeah, she along with several others were arrested for disorderly conduct. And
yeah.
Even though all of those charges are ultimately going to get beat, the people who perpetrated those acts of wrongdoing are never going to be held accountable for it. The cops who arrested Joa tonight are never going to be held accountable for it, even if these charges get dismissed, and it sounds like they probably will be.
Well, and they have a history. I'm speaking about the police in New Hampshire have a long history of harassing Joa. But, you know, this is not the first time that he has been wrongfully harassed by the police.
I don't know the full history, but I know that he's a First Amendment auditor, among other things. He goes out there and he polices the police. He goes out there and he records them doing their things, and police don't like that.
No, accountability. Police hate accountability.
Public officials in general don't like it when you turn a camera on them, which is just absolutely amazing, considering you would expect them to be more accustomed to being in the public eye than that, but... Especially when they call for the arrest of people out on the seacoast, I think in Portsmouth, where some First Amendment auditors were doing something similar. They went into a city building, and evidently you can't go into private offices or something to that effect, although you can stay in hallways. I don't know. I'm not an auditor, so I don't know the specifics of what you can and can't do. But they ended up getting arrested out there in Portsmouth. The difference in New Hampshire is that we do have activists who will work to hold the police accountable and public officials accountable for this sort of nonsense. I hope Joa is going to be released. Obviously, it's nonsense.
I think he absolutely will, because they have nothing on him. It's just a joke. It was just a stunt, basically, for them to, you know, they didn't like that he went up to this warmongering politician. Or I don't know if he's actually a politician yet. Wannabe politician, perhaps.
Well, I mean, I think he's a politician. I don't know what exactly qualifies.
Well, once you get elected, I would think, right?
I don't think you have to get elected.
No,
no, because if you Google me, it turns up that I'm a politician.
Oh,
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, congratulations. I didn't know that about you.
I'm not a big fan of that. I don't know how to.
No,
I don't know how to fix that though. But evidently, you don't have to get elected to be a politician, but that, I don't know if Baldock or... I don't know who is...
Maggie Hassan.
Okay. This
She's
is the name
other
I'm
one.
Always
yeah.
seeing on, like, YouTube
yeah.
and stuff like that I don't know anything about and that
yep.
I don't care about. And the more I see their names, the more I dislike them because
yep.
they're interrupting my entertainment.
Same here. I completely agree.
That's a terrible way to get me... You know whose campaign ads have never interrupted my entertainment?
Jeremy Kaufman.
The one person who's being excluded from this debate yeah. and whose campaign ads I've actually gone out of my way to watch because they're entertaining.
Yeah.
And they make a valid point.
So maybe all of the, you know, politicians should take a note from this. So instead of having your crappy ads that are boring interrupting my TV and my YouTube watching, maybe you should make fun and entertaining content like Jeremy and maybe... That would work better for them.
Yeah, but you got to push buttons in order to do that. And
they're spineless.
Yeah, these politicians,
lizard people.
They don't know how to do that. It's so bizarre watching these people who think you have to be straight-laced and wear a suit and tie, otherwise you don't get any traction. And maybe they're right, but I don't know why you would want to actually get elected to fulfill any of these jobs in the first place. But... It's bizarre that none of them have the courage to run an ad that's called War is Gay in the way that Jeremy Kaufman did. And I think the most recent one was like War is Retarded or something. Yes, War is Retarded was the most recent one. I have not actually seen that one, but I've heard it's good from the same people who like the other ones. And it's from Jeremy Kaufman, who I've worked with in the past on a couple of different things. And he's generally entertaining. I would like to see him included in the debate.
Yeah.
Don't the people of Manchester, I think, have a right to hear alternative talking points as well?
Absolutely. I mean, everyone does.
But not according to these people. Of course, Baldock and Hassan, Maggie, whatever her name is, they both benefit from Jeremy being excluded from these debates because now they don't actually have to put forward rational arguments for their positions. They can just point their fingers at the other one and say, that one's bad, that one wants inflation, that one's Biden, or that one's Trump's puppet. And the masses will eat it up, even if it's not even true. Whereas if you have a libertarian candidate on the stage like Jeremy Kaufman, who's actually debating points and putting out their hypothetical arguments against whatever it is they're saying, they actually have to think and come up with responses, and they're not equipped to do that because they're idiots. They're warmongering, immoral monsters, and, as you mentioned, reptiles. So, Joa, hopefully being released, we'll keep you updated on that and more coming up here. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we were talking about Twitter before we got caught and updated about what's happening out there in Manchester, New Hampshire. Nikki, you had said that it's like a status symbol, this blue check mark that people have on Twitter. And I can't imagine why else people would be upset about the possibility of paying for having the privilege of having the blue check mark. Evidently, you wouldn't be able to just pay to have a blue check mark. But if you were to be given one, you would have to pay?
Well, you know what it is? They would rather, it's not the paying that they care about. I think they care about the fact that any, you know, pleb off the street can pay $20 and get one. They would probably rather it be like $1,000 or, you know, they would rather it cost more money. They would probably literally rather have to pay more money for it just to lock other people out. Because that's how these kinds of people are.
You make a really good point, but I mean, the blue check mark isn't hard to get in the first place. It only takes like 1,200 to 1,500 followers in order to qualify for it now. I know libertarians who haven't been active in several years who have the blue Twitter check mark. And it's not the status symbol that it used to be. Just about anyone can get it as far as I can tell. But this is the first big new Twitter feature. The company is considering charging users to get verified and display the signature blue check mark next to their account name. It's something that Twitter has offered to some accounts for free in the past with mixed success. And again, this comes right back to, it was initially sort of a status symbol where you had to have, you know, 50,000, 100,000. You had to be someone in order to get this blue check mark. But that hasn't been the case in a very long time. So Jason Calacanis, a longtime Musk associate, posted a poll asking how much people would be willing to pay for the honor of having a blue check mark. The vast majority voted would not pay at all. I'm looking at the results now because I'm curious. They didn't break it down further. I'm curious what the options were. $5 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month, and by far, about 81% would not pay at all. The rest say, you know, 10%, $5 a month, and it just gets
worse after that. I mean, why would you?
I wouldn't pay for it, but I wouldn't get it with it being free. I don't understand the appeal of it.
Because don't you have to? I guess I just don't understand what entails with getting it. You know what I mean? Like, what do you have to do?
You have to be a person of some reputation, I guess.
Don't you have to verify yourself and, like, send an ID or whatever?
Yeah, but that's a simple process of just, like, sending a... Like, how does Doritos, the company, verify their ID, right? Like, what is the process here for verifying ownership of Doritos? I don't know, but I haven't asked any of the people who have done it out there. So maybe if you've done, maybe you're out there listening, you have a blue check mark, 603-283-6160. I've never actually gone through the process because I don't care. But I imagine it is just submitting your identification, maybe proving that you own some website or that you have the rights to tweet on behalf of some brand. I don't know, because I don't care. If undeterred, though, Twitter could charge as much as $20 a month for the privilege of having the blue check, and it seems unlikely that any of this is going to go forward. Twitter's verification is a small blue check mark in a bumpy circle. Well, I don't know why they physically describe the stupid thing. It was first launched in 2009, and this was what I found interesting. As a response to complaints from celebrities, Kanye West, now known as Ye, was upset at the time that a Twitter user was pretending to be him when he didn't even have a Twitter account at the time. There was someone else, a former St. Louis Cardinals manager, Tony La Russa, sued Twitter over a page that was impersonating him as well. So they implemented it in order to prevent that sort of thing from happening, where you couldn't impersonate celebrities or...
And that, to me, makes sense. You know, if you're a person that somebody would impersonate and maybe, you know, maybe destroy your reputation, then I get doing it for that purpose, but I don't get it. It's just like, oh, you have 12,000 followers now. So it's like, this is still some random chick, like Instagram model that nobody knows.
Well, that's exactly how it is these days. Verification requests have been open to any accounts that are notable and, quote, authentic for years, creating a varied class of checkmark Twitter users with small and large followings. But the prestige of the blue checkmark is still out there in people's minds. When they see a blue checkmark replying to them or retweeting them, they think, oh, a blue checkmark. But it's just some random person who you could probably pay $20 a month to get enough followers to qualify for the blue check mark in the first
place. Might as well just do that,
yeah. It's not a very high bar, as I understand it.
I thought it was at least like 100,000, 500,000 followers.
It used to be, but I think the bar has been slowly lowered over time. Like, I know of at least one person who
just don't understand why.
Why it's been lowered or why people care.
Both, I guess.
I don't understand why people care. Now, I guess I could understand when it actually meant something, but because so many people wanted it and cried, well, look, I'm special in this little circle. Look.
Like a participation trophy.
Yeah, very much so. It's like, look, I'm notable in furry communities or whatever. I've got 1,300 furry friends following me. Okay, well, Twitter gives you the blue check mark. And then Stephen King is right there alongside, you know, I can't think of a furry name, but Johnson the Furry or whatever. No offense to Johnson, who used to host the show. It was just the first name that popped into my head.
Is he a furry?
I don't know. I've never asked. I tend to think probably not. He doesn't seem like the type that would be a furry, but, you know, I'll have to
confirm that.
Other people think that this is a good idea, that having more people verified on Twitter while removing the bot armies is the quickest path to making the platform safer and more usable for everyone. I kind of understand where they're going from here, where if you had to show your ID in order to create a Twitter account, it would get rid of the bots.
Yeah.
If you deleted all of the accounts that refused to show any sort of, because you have to be at, I think, age 16 in order to use Twitter in the first place. Maybe it may be 13. I don't know. But some sort of identification process could work to get rid of the bots, because Twitter is overtaken with bots. There's a website that will tell you how many of your followers, what percentage of them are bots. And it doesn't really know what is a bot and what isn't a bot. It just sort of speculates based on a given account's behavior.
I'm sure a lot of real people appear to be bots.
It's usually in the range of like 20 to 30% of people's followers are just bots. So, I mean, there you go. If you want that blue check mark and Twitter isn't going to let you buy it from them for $20 a month, just go to online. I'm sure you can find some website that will sell you 2,000 followers for $20.
Yeah.
And that's all you got to do. There'll be bots, sure, but what do you care?
Well, and you can always tell, because somebody will have, like, a ton of followers, but their posts will get, like, you know, 3 likes, whatever.
That often happens with old news media on Twitter and YouTube and other platforms where like, Fox News will post a YouTube video and they got 12 million subscribers on YouTube, but their video gets, like, 3,000 watches. It's like, what exactly is going on here? Because these numbers don't add up.
No.
So bots certainly explain a good bit of it. I don't care what Twitter does. I can't imagine being so invested in this that you're going to leave Twitter if they want to pay you for that blue check mark. The alternative is just letting Twitter take the blue check mark away. It was also on the table, Stephen King. I mean, if it means that much to you, just, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. 603-283-6160. It seems silly to me. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is providing more than $13 billion in aid to help cut energy costs for American families. The White House will roll out funding to help low and moderate income families pay their energy bills and make energy efficient upgrades to their homes. The effort includes $4.5 billion in funds from the LIHEAP program and $9 billion from the Inflation Reduction Act. Almost 2 in 3 registered voters believe the economy is currently in a recession. A Politico Morning Consult poll showed only 22% of those said the opposite and 14% had no opinion. Republicans said the economy was in a recession more often at 81% versus only 51% of Democrats. Please follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever's important to you. You can make fun of Twitter and Elon Musk and the purchase happening over there, the freakout that's happened as a result of it. Or you can change the subject and talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I want to say thank you to Ken Doyle. That's tonight's amplifier. That means that Ken is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you like Free Talk Live, if you value it, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, joining the AMPS program is the best way to do that. It only takes $5 per month, but of course, Ken here is donating. He's platinum level. I've got $25 per month to the AMPS program. And of course, again, we don't ask that. $5 per month is all it takes. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Ken is going above and beyond, and we thank you for that, Ken. In other Twitter-related news, in more entertaining Twitter-related news, the Twitter freakout, that's fun and that's amusing to watch from the sidelines. But, I mean, this is also fun to watch from the sidelines just for different reasons. The White House has been shamed into deleting a Twitter post.
Oh, I love that.
That was wrong. The Biden administration was forced to delete a Twitter post, says the New York Post. And, of course, they weren't forced to do it, but, I mean, they were... It was a good idea for them to delete this Twitter post, which involved the White House and the Biden administration taking credit for a boost in retirees' Social Security checks. Today, after social media users pointed out that the increase was tied to decades-high inflation. So, the White House tweeted about how the retirees received the biggest increase in Social Security checks ever under the Biden
administration. Because their money is worthless.
And yes, and a lot of people were like, hey, you know, some context here would be helpful. The reason this is the highest increase ever is because inflation's higher than ever.
Our independent fact checkers.
It's amusing to me to see the independent fact checkers actually doing their job.
Huh.
Seniors are getting the biggest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years through President Biden's leadership, read the tweet from the official White House account Tuesday afternoon. Twitter, which was purchased last week, as we pointed out, by billionaire Elon Musk, appended a note to the claim that said, readers added context they thought people might want to know. Seniors will receive a large Social Security benefit increase due to the annual cost of living adjustment, which is based on the inflation rate, the note said. That's known as COLA, the cost of living adjustment. They linked to the Social Security Administration's website for an explanation explaining the increase. Of course, Republicans wasted no time in criticizing the Biden administration for this. Representative Thomas Massie was among those who said that the White House statement never mentioned what led to the bump in benefits, obviously. It's just, I don't blame the Biden administration for trying to paint inflation in the best light possible, but this may not have been the way to do it.
Well, and in their defense, it was, you know, due to the things they did, that is why.
You're not wrong.
So they definitely caused mass inflation.
Biden's leadership is solely responsible for record inflation, according to the White House, wrote Republican Representative Vicky Hassler of Missouri. I mean, it's hard to dispute that with the White House claiming responsibility for this.
I also feel like they're using the word leadership very loosely here.
Absolutely, because there's nothing that Biden does that constitutes leadership. He's a ruler, and everyone in the White House is a ruler.
I wouldn't even go that far. I think he's a puppet or a muppet with someone's hand up his butt making his mouth move.
You're not
even a real person.
There's some weird stuff going on with Joe. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff going on with Joe Biden, but some of the weirdest stuff I've ever seen has happened under the Biden administration, like the Easter Bunny literally ushering Biden away from the press to not talk to the press. How do we live in a world that has this happening and, like, enough attention is being called to that? Like, this literally happened. A person in an Easter Bunny suit was like, no, Mr. President, don't talk to the press. Go over there. And the president did it. Absolutely insane. That's to say nothing of his responses when people ask him, can you prove that you're fit to lead? I mean, that you're not mentally challenged, that you're not going senile and insane? He's like, watch me. Okay, watch me. Dude, will you stop saying that and answer the question? It's just completely bizarre. And he mentions something about the age of a housefly or something.
Really? Oh, man. Maybe I should start following this a little bit more closely because it is quite hilarious.
He's very hilarious, like Trump was hilarious. Just
in a different way.
Completely different ways, right? Like, there was a recent clip of him where he was telling some 18-year-old girl or some college student, you know, don't get involved with men until you're in your 30s. And she's visibly uncomfortable by this. But, you know, he doesn't. I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell my granddaughters. Let me kiss you on the lips. He didn't say that, but I can envision.
Yeah, reading in between the lines. Yes. Yeah. Checks out.
Really cringy guy. And, of course, the White House was promoting the 8.7% increase in Social Security benefits, which was announced last month as a result of the higher-than-expected 8.2% increase in inflation in September. So I guess good on them for ensuring that Social Security benefits are a little bit higher than the cost of inflation.
Yeah, that 0.5%.
Yeah, evidently this is only taking effect in 2023, rather, so it's going to be delayed a bit. It doesn't do anything to help people this year because the prices are increasing this year. It's the clearest example of wage increases lagging behind the actual market that I've ever seen. Sure, you're going to have more money next year, but inflation is the increase in prices as a result of inflation is going to be even worse next year than it is this year. So will we see a year from now the Biden administration tweeting again about how they've increased the Social Security payout more than any other president in the last 15 years or whatever? And as we saw, we're dealing with the highest inflation number since 1980, and the reason for that is because they changed the way that that inflation is calculated in 1980. Because it was just too bad then, they're like, we have to hide this. So let's change the math that we use to talk about how bad this really is. Another Republican joked, Republican Kelly Armstrong predicted that the increase is adjusted upwards because cost of living has gone up. Obviously, that's going to be the case. They are literally taking credit for record high inflation. Up next from the Surgeon General, why the high cost of eggs is good for your health. Because apparently the medical industry is still going back and forth about whether or not eggs are good for you.
They can't make up their minds. And let me just, spoiler alert, eggs are good for you. You can eat eggs. Preferably, you know, local eggs, free-range chickens, because another spoiler alert, the eggs you buy in the grocery store are drenched in bleach and all these other chemicals to kill all the bacteria off of them. So maybe those eggs probably aren't good for you. But if you got a local farm, you know, support your local farms.
Yeah, and here in New Hampshire, it's really easy to find locally sourced eggs. In addition to having protests going on at Senate hearings or House of Representatives hearings, whatever the debate going on in Manchester is tonight, in addition to having libertarians there protesting in support of libertarian candidate, you do also have a lot of libertarians out there who aren't active in the political sphere, but who are doing things like agorism. They're just having their own farm that you can go to and you can shop at, and you can pay with gold or silver or crypto or whatever you'd like. At least one Twitter user wondered who's going to set the White House intern straight? Who wants to tell the intern at the White House why seniors are getting their biggest increase in checks in 10 years? I feel bad for whatever intern, because I doubt it may have been an intern. It was like, oh, I'm going to post about how great it is that seniors are getting more money. Oh, it's because inflation.
Oops.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what you get with the government, right? They're going to lie. They're going to break one of your arms, one of your legs, and hand you crutches and say, well, thank goodness for us. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a crutch. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. Coming up, we're going to talk about New York employees being fired for not getting vaccinated. Now they're being reinstated by the New York Supreme Court. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works.
Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria.
And Nikki.
And, you know, I've been sitting here looking at this New York Post article here for a few minutes about how, you know, the White House had to delete a tweet. It's amazing that Americans out there aren't just completely losing their minds. Here are the 5 recommended articles at the top of New York Post. Okay. Dog caught running with decapitated head and mouth through Mexican town.
What? Is this a Halloween decoration?
No. Apparently some dog in a Mexican town found a decapitated head and was running around the street with it.
Okay? Nothing to be concerned with here.
Pretty horrifying. Number 2, California dad, 22-year-old daughter stabbed to death by homeless man, according to cops. Sounds pretty awful still. Number 3, Biden says he spoke to doctor who invented insulin and died before he was born. Weird. That's about like, but look, I don't remember everyone I've ever spoken to. To me, that seems like the least of things you should be holding against Biden is that he's old and he doesn't remember who was alive yeah. while he was alive. Minnesota woman, 28, killed outside workplace for repeatedly rejecting coworker. Parents in murder-suicide that killed 6 kids faced crushing deaths, according to dad's injury. It's unclear what the article is trying to say there, but...
And this is just what the news is. It's a ton of fear-mongering.
Yeah, and I look outside of my mouth, I don't see any of this.
No, we also live in New Hampshire, so that helps.
I mean, but even when I live in Mississippi, I didn't look out there to see this sort of nonsense going on. But we do live in New Hampshire, and they have to point to a 22-year-old in California being stabbed to death because is there nothing like that going on that's closer? Probably not.
No.
So why are we making this so front and center in the headlines that it's just going to cause people to freak out unnecessarily?
Well, and that's kind of the point. They want people to be scared because when you're scared, it's easier to be submissive. And this is just their whole purpose is to make people scared, afraid, and willing to do whatever they have to do to and, you know, not end up like this.
And they did this to great effect during the COVID-19 pandemic, where they peddled fear nonstop to get people to comply with some horrific things, including firing people over not being vaccinated. I believe you actually lost your job.
I did, yeah.
Because you wouldn't get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. And then I got another job that accepted my religious exemption.
Which makes sense, given that, you know, there's a huge healthcare worker shortage in the United States. You wouldn't want to be firing a bunch of healthcare workers. But, you know, we have that story coming up. First, some actual good news. Tell us about what's happening in the state of New York. Because
yeah, absolutely.
We were talking about it during the break that we love good stories like this, where it's like the world was wrong. Collectively, the powers that be and the people who supported them were just universally wrong across the board when they decided that locking people down for months at a time, years at a time in some cases, forcing people to get vaccinated or lose their jobs, social distancing, wearing masks all the time, all of these things have sort of proven to be, have been bad ideas.
And it's just really great to see the accountability, because we don't always see accountability with these things. And I'm actually genuinely shocked that, you know, with this next article we're going to read, and also the EU had some conference where they were confronting the head of Pfizer in Europe. I forget what country, but they were confronting her and they were like, did you know whether the vaccine was actually going to protect people against COVID? And she couldn't answer the question. And it was when they kept pushing her, the answer was no. They had no clue, but they still rolled out the vaccine. They had no clue what the side effects were going to be. And they just did it anyways.
Of course they did, because that's what they do. And as you mentioned, they are so rarely held accountable. I mean, here in the United States, there are laws literally keeping them from being held accountable, but that doesn't protect them in Europe.
Nope.
And other parts of the world. So tell us what's happening in New York now.
So the New York Supreme Court reinstates all employees that were fired for being unvaccinated and orders back pay. And that's not all. You know, that's exciting enough. But the state Supreme Court found that being vaccinated does not stop the spread of COVID-19. So they are outright admitting this.
The Supreme Court has actually, I mean, the Supreme Court obviously doesn't do medicine. Medicine is not decided by Democratic vote, which a lot of people did not understand during COVID-19 when they were like, oh, the science is settled. The majority agrees. Okay, well, democracy isn't how we settle science.
And also, I just want to say, the science is never settled. In medicine and in nursing, from what I've seen, things change all the time. We are always discovering new things about diseases, about medications, about treatments, about the human body. It is never going to be settled. You know, we're always going to be learning and growing within the field of science as a whole. So there is no, the science is settled. That's not real. That's not real science.
No, and there's no better way to be 100% sure that the person you're dealing with is not a scientist than to have them say the science is settled. No.
Yeah.
200 years ago, everyone knew that, well, not everyone, because there have always been people who, you know, believe that the Earth orbited the sun, but there were people who were just convinced. They would have said, the science is settled, the sun orbits the Earth. And most people would have believed them. Thank God it's not democracy that we use to determine what is and isn't right, or what is and isn't true.
So this article goes on to say, a New York State Supreme Court ordered all New York City employees who were fired for not being vaccinated to be reinstated with back pay.
Does this include healthcare workers? Because
I'm assuming it says all New York City employees.
And in New York City, a hospital worker would be an employee of New York City, as I understand
I would think so. And a lot of those hospitals are state hospitals, or they receive a lot of money from the federal and the state government, so I would think that they would qualify, but who knows? We always see misleading titles like this where
sure.
It seems like everyone's going to get it, and then it's like, oh, well, but not you guys.
I would also hope this includes all state employees, because that would certainly include the healthcare workers.
Yeah.
Who, many of them may have been state employees, but not city employees. It's a step in the right direction, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So the court found Monday that being, this is just very redundant, New York City fired roughly 1,700 employees for being unvaccinated earlier this year after the city adopted a vaccine mandate under former mayor. So now 1,700 seems very, very low. So this does not seem to include hospital workers. Because I'm assuming hospital workers were the bulk of the people that were getting fired.
That would correspond with my experience and what I remember of reading the articles then. It sounds like it means we're like state bureaucrats and other city employees. You know,
people that work for the city.
Yeah. Who did not deserve to be fired for making a choice not to get a vaccine, but on the other hand, they are just like state bureaucrats, city bureaucrats, and I have a really hard time caring about them. But still, it's a step in the right direction, especially to have the New York Supreme Court saying, hey, look, the COVID-19 vaccines, they actually don't prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big statement to make. Many of those that were fired were police officers and firefighters.
I'm okay with the police officer staying fired.
Yeah,
if they want to hire back the fire department, okay.
Based on the principle of why they were fired, I'm technically happy they got their jobs back. Maybe not technically happy they got their jobs back, but I'm glad that this was reversed.
Yeah,
you know,
because it is a dangerous precedent to allow cities to fire people over private health decisions. And that's ultimately what this was. Even if they're firing police officers who should be fired, but they should be fired for other reasons.
I mean, you could literally go to your employer and say, listen, this thing is untested. I mean, the testing is going on right now all around us and it doesn't look good.
It's not going well.
I've seen this with my personal experience. Like, I literally went to my employer and I'm like, I study midwifery, and in 1 month, we had 3 women lose children, like miscarry. That is very unnormal. Like, that is not normal for our practice, and we've never seen it again since. And they were all vaccinated women.
I hear you. The problem is, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, they'll debunk that and say, look.
Yep.
There's no proof, there's no evidence that that increase in, what did you say, what's happening in midwifery?
They were having miscarriages.
There's no evidence.
And stillbirths, hemorrhaging, I mean, it was a mess for a while.
But it's anecdotal. And that's the fallback they always have, is that they say, look, that's just anecdotal evidence. There's no scientific evidence that this is a result of COVID-19 vaccines. And of course not. You're never going to get direct evidence. Someone could drop dead of the COVID-19 vaccine. They're in the middle of CVS, and you wouldn't be able to prove that it was the COVID-19 vaccine that killed them. Maybe they just so happened to have a heart attack at that exact moment. You can't prove it in any direction, and they always have that to fall back on. 603-283-61.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned upon purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.